Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Tender mercies, O Lord, revive me according to your judgments. Psalm 119, verse 156. Welcome to the Voice of Revival with Reverend Dr. Robert Apiakufi. Get ready to receive the Word of God that will bring revival to you and your household. And now, today's
hallelujah. Don't wait for somebody to do for you what you are capable of doing for yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when you do what you can do, you give God the opportunity to bless what you are doing. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Mama read a scripture for us on Sunday with a little bit of comment. I just want to read around the same scripture. Acts chapter number 10. Acts chapter number 10. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's about a certain word that Peter spoke, especially because he was invited to come and speak, not by men per se, but under a command from God. Hallelujah. And it is out of this word, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Said the word which I say, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. It's very important to understand where our gospel came from and where our teachings and the things that we hold very dear, the things that are the unchangeable things of our faith, we need to know where they came from. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Acts 10 from 34, we read all the way to 38.
Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know that as a Christian, there are certain things that if you don't even know it absolutely right, it's not fundamental to our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But some things are fundamental to our faith. Hallelujah. They matter. Glory be to God. If somebody were to say that Joseph was born in Bethlehem, we don't know for sure where he was born, it doesn't change anything about what we believe. What will take us to heaven has nothing to do with Joseph. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So if somebody said Joseph was born in Nazareth, we won't make a big argument about it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But if somebody were to come to deny that Jesus died for our sins, we are going to have a big fight with the person, because that truth is fundamental to our faith. Hallelujah. It is the cornerstone of what we believe. Hallelujah. So it is important as children of God to know the key things about our faith. Hallelujah. You have to be sure about the very, very fundamental and the very, very key things about our faith. Hallelujah. So when you go back to Acts 1:1, 1 and 2, Acts of the Apostles.
Acts chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. For the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that through the Holy Ghost had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen.
Hallelujah. So these were the recordings of Brother Luke. Luke wrote both Luke and Acts. Hallelujah. And he recorded some very sure things. Hallelujah. The things which were surely believed amongst the apostles and the disciples, these Luke put down and wrote it for a beloved gentleman called Theophilus. Hallelujah. We don't know precisely who Theophilus was, but he had to be a very important person. Hallelujah. Because the genesis and the beginning of the faith was all captured for him. Hallelujah. And addressed to him. Glory be to God. And we thank God for that, because we need to have the same mind that certain truths are addressed to us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We may be reading the Bible, but let's not make it general. For Theophilus, it was not that there's a book he can read if he want to. The whole gospel message was captured and sent to him. Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they
are most surely
believed among us.
Hallelujah. And he said, let's go slowly for the sake of those who are listening. Hallelujah. As much as many have taken it upon themselves
to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us.
Hallelujah. Continue.
Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you must know that just like anything that is happening nowadays, people have different stories of the same thing. Hallelujah. And in Christ's time and in the apostles' time, a lot of things were happening. Glory be to God. Jesus will be moving in the town and a blind man will come and cross him and the blind eye will be opened. Hallelujah. Or some people will call on him for a miracle for their suffering daughter. A woman came and said, my daughter is grievously tormented. These things were not planned. They were just things that were happening. Hallelujah. As things happen, you find some people will be adding some here, subtracting from some here, there. Some who went there when the thing was happening, they will be saying their own. Glory be to God. So when the time came and the church was supposed to now have stability and be strong and be a lasting legacy, it could no more be. They said Jesus was walking in Capernaum and a blind man came. No, it had to be chronicled. It had to be written down. Hallelujah. And Luke is telling us what led to the writing. Hallelujah. He was writing about the things which are most surely believed amongst us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is a story that Peter confirms it happened. James confirmed it happened. John confirmed it happened. Mary Magdalene said, I was there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So these are the things that are most surely believed amongst us. And they chronicled or wrote it down as a history of what happened. Hallelujah. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they are not prophetic books. They are not telling us about future things to come. Primarily, they are a recorded history of what happened in the ministry and life of Jesus Christ our Lord. And then what he said or what he taught. That's why we have the Beatitudes and we have the parables and then we have his teachings. The extent to which you may find some prophetic proclamations in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they are prophecies that came from the lips of Christ, the Master. So that's why they are recorded. But in the historical books, they are primarily about the history of our Lord Jesus Christ. What he said, what he did, how he lived his life, glory be to God, the disciples he chose, how he trained them, hallelujah, how he selected three from among the 12, glory be to God. Amen, 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 amen. And so there are certain things that Christ did. It shows us that it is permissible, it is allowed. Hallelujah. He chose 12 apostles, but there were times when he would take three to the Mount of Transfiguration, three to the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. And he had every right to do so. Glory be to God. It didn't create any crisis in his ministry. That why did he take Peter, James, and John? And he didn't take Matthew. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There was no argument because that Andrew got to know about Christ first. And Andrew went to call his brother Peter. Hallelujah. Have you read that record? That Andrew went and called his brother Peter, Simon. At that time, he was not called Peter. Jesus gave him the name Peter. So he went to call his brother Simon. He said, come. Andrew was one of the originals, but he was not in the tree. He was not taken to the Mount of Transfiguration. The one he went to call came to become higher than him, but it didn't cause any quarrel. Hallelujah. That's why we must understand that the kingdom of God is actually governed by God. Hallelujah. Are you understanding it? It's not governed by your sense of what is fair or what is not fair. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody will get up and say, oh, but I brought him, and how come that they are using him more than me? No. Andrew brought Peter, but after bringing him, it's now up to the Lord to determine what to do with all who are with him. Does it make sense to you? Hallelujah. Let's read it. You know, some people need to believe it first.
John chapter 1, verse 40. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone.
Hallelujah. Are you seeing it? So you see that Peter was Andrew's convert. No, be so? Because he found him, he brought him to Jesus and said, we have found Jesus, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Come and follow him too. So he brought him. Hallelujah. 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 May you be a bringer of people. Hallelujah. Certain people. Andrew played such a big role in the kingdom, but quietly. Hallelujah. You can also be playing a big role in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So Andrew can just stand back and say, my convert has become the head of the church. Hallelujah. Because it truly is a fact that he brought Peter. Hallelujah. Peter didn't bring him. He brought Peter to the Lord. Hallelujah. And Andrew was one of the originals, those who believed first. Hallelujah. You know where the original introduction of Jesus came? The original introduction of Jesus came through John the Baptist. Before Jesus began to preach himself, John proclaimed some things. So,
John chapter 1 verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
At that time, Jesus has preached zero sermons. Hallelujah. He has held zero crusades. He has healed nobody. Hallelujah. So the only person who knew who he was and could declare who he was John the Baptist. And he declared it, and the original introduction, Andrew heard it. Hallelujah. So we're talking about the earliest converts of Christ. They were actually won by John the Baptist. John the Baptist's introduction caused two of the people who heard him to go and follow Christ. Hallelujah. So let's read that again.
John 1:29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Hallelujah. And then it says, two of them.
Verse 35. Again the next day, after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
Hallelujah. They heard who speak? John. They were actually John's disciples, and they heard John speak. But because John was speaking about Christ, they went to follow Christ. Because John said, the one that is coming after me is greater than I am. His shoelace I am not worthy to untie. And I was sent only to introduce him to Israel. That's the importance of my whole ministry. Hallelujah. Now, when you understand that, then you can understand why the disciples left him to go and follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he himself said his whole ministry, everything he's preaching, everything he's saying, is to make sure that Jesus will be known to Israel. Hallelujah. And later on, some of the guys came, and said to him, these are some of John's followers, they said to him, boss, the man that you introduced on the other side, the one you said is the Son of God, he's also to baptize. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all men are going to him now.
John chapter 3 verse 25. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him.
Hallelujah. So, this is a human reasoning and human feelings and human emotions and human psychology. Are you here with me today? One of the things we need to guard in the work of God is against the invasion and the entrance of human psychology, human feeling, human thinking. Hallelujah. They could have come to say something positive about what Jesus was doing, but they rather brought a report to John that is possible to affect John. Hallelujah. They came to tell him that the one he introduced on the other side has also begun baptizing people. But now all the people are going to the new baptizer. The one that he introduced is now out baptizing him. He's over baptizing more people than him. Hallelujah. When you go and present a story like that, what is your motive? Hallelujah. What are you trying to achieve by presenting the story in this way? How do you expect John to respond when you come and tell the story in this way? That's why in the house of God, we have to have a lot of maturity, even in how we present stories. It's not just that it is true, because whatever they said, it was true. Jesus was now baptizing, and Jesus is now baptizing more people than John. So if you're just talking about the truth, they are telling the truth. Hallelujah. But it is more than just the truth that is needed. You need to present the truth in a way to build fellowship, to build love, to build strength. Hallelujah. You don't present the truth in a way that will be destructive. Hallelujah. Don't worry, once in a while the teachings will go this way, so that we can present, change our attitude, change our mind. Hallelujah. So that we can be supportive of each other whilst all of us are working for the same God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We need to be able to see that this one is doing something for God. That one is doing something for God. The common thing is that it's all for God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 We're trying to build one kingdom. We're trying to build one church. We are trying to build one strong church. And everybody's contribution matters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So whatever you present as the truth, present it in such a way that it will build, it will grow, it will enhance, it will strengthen the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So when they said that to John, John was very quick to answer in a way to kill that spirit before the spirit will become big. He saw that some air was being blown into a balloon. And he has to find a pin and prick the balloon so that air will escape before air become plenty in the balloon. So what did he say?
John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him."
So John knows where the thing is going. He knows where the matter he's hearing, where the person, the people telling him are trying to push a matter. So he decides to stop it immediately. Are you here today? And there are some things with immediately. Hallelujah. 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 Stop it before it grows. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When somebody's wife comes to you and complain a lot about their husband, just be easy, because you don't know what your own wife will be telling somebody else. So take it very easy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you see where the story is going, find a way to close it quickly. Sister, hallelujah. Even if your husband gives you a problem, the pastor in charge of counseling is there. You can go for some special counseling. Hallelujah. You don't add to the matter. Hallelujah. Oh, as for me, I don't treat my wife like that at all. This thing you are telling me about your husband, I haven't heard some like that at all. I don't like it at all. As for me, I treat my wife like an egg. I make sure that nothing hard touches her. It might break her. So, you know, some story is coming to you. It's coming to cause a certain impact. Don't add to the impact. Oh, you didn't say amen. Hallelujah. Stop the trouble before it grows. Hallelujah. Build. Make sure you are a builder. You are not a destroyer, but a builder. So all your life should be a life of building. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Make sure by the time you go to sleep every day, you know you have done something to build. Hallelujah. You've done something to build the church. Glory be to God. You have called somebody on the phone, encouraged somebody. You have spoken to somebody, given somebody comfort, and giving somebody a sense of hope for tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because nobody will know the problems of fellow church members more than other fellow church members. Glory be to God. Are you understanding it? I can stand here to be preaching. I may not know what is troubling somebody. Hallelujah. I don't know who is believing God for a wife, who is believing God for a husband, whose fiancé just left him last week. I don't know. I don't know. Glory be to God. That this one received a text, and the text said, "I think we should stop." It's over between us, and didn't add any scripture quotations or anything to comfort the person. Just wrote, "It's time to stop." So sometime in the house of God, somebody is hurting and somebody is laughing. Oh, are you still here today? And probably the pastor doesn't know anything about this thing. That one of his members is causing the other pain. They don't know. Glory be to God. He has no idea what is going on. Hallelujah. But right in the congregation, there are people who know. They know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There are people who know. And the people who know must be builders, not destroyers. Glory be to God. If you know and you are a builder, you become a healer. Say, sister, don't worry about it, eh? This thing, you are not the first. God will give you a better man. Be at peace, eh? Hallelujah. But there are some people who go and stand somewhere, eh? The brothers in the church, that's how they are. That's how they are. Son of Mutia. Son of Mutia. Hallelujah. Or they are here also. He has done the same thing to you, eh? Hallelujah. They will spoil the matter, nyama. By the time we are trying to pick up the matter cannot be picked again. Because the matter went to a spoiler and not a builder. Hallelujah. But if we are builders, we will build a very strong church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We will correct things before it becomes bad. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I see you becoming a builder. I see you becoming a builder. One that uses your energy, your gift, your grace, your opportunity to build and not to destroy. Hallelujah. Are you still here today? Glory be to God. So try to say what will build, what will heal. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What to correct problem, not what to make problem worse. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody minus nobody, according to Brother James, Apostle James, he said everybody's biggest problem is the tongue. That's James chapter 3. That's what he said. The tongue can no man tame. He said, every creature in the forest, in the sea, has been tamed by man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So there are elephants who go down for man to ride on top. Have you seen human beings riding on elephant before? They have been tamed. So now they can do work for human beings. In India, elephants are part of the workforce. Hallelujah. You see them, they don't even use tipper truck to pull timber. The elephant is pulling the timber. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
James chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
Hallelujah. Did you hear that? And he didn't say there's a bishop's tongue or apostle's tongue. He just said the tongue can no man tame. He added himself, the writer. Glory be to God. He didn't say the tongue is difficult to be tamed. But as an apostle writing this letter, my tongue is tame. He didn't write that. Is that what he wrote? No. He added himself so that everybody will know that he too is struggling, because it's a struggle. I said it's a struggle. It's a constant battle. Sometimes, if you are consciously taming your tongue, you start a sentence and stop in the middle. If you are working at it, you start saying something and then you keep quiet. Then the person you are talking to will say, "Oh, why have you stopped?" Then you remember that you stopped for a good reason. Then start to talk about maybe how the election may go. Then you turn it into politics, or glory be to God, or CD versus dollar, how you were looking for dollar and now it take a lot of CDs to buy a dollar. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then you change the topic. Hallelujah. Because what you were saying, you are about to black paint somebody. Glory be to God. And the person is not there to defend themselves. So your mind tell you that no. What I'm saying, I don't know for sure whether it's true or not. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some people, even through the truth test, they don't use it. That means they can say something that they are not sure whether it's true or not. Their lack of discipline has not even hit the place where truth matters. Then, let alone a higher level of discipline where you are speaking the truth in love. Isn't it? Did you see what it says? But speaking the truth in love, Ephesians chapter 4. So, the one that is not even interested in speaking the truth. Now, if he has got truth, how are you going to tell him that even though you have truth, don't speak it except in love? Hallelujah. Because the person is willing to tell a lie so that the conversation will be sweet.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all which is the head, even Christ.
Speaking the truth in what?
Love.
Oh, say it well. Speaking the truth in what?
Love.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, speaking the truth. So the first barrier is the truth. But if the person is not even interested in whether what he's saying is true or not, then the in love, which is the second level. And they will touch me quickly. Hallelujah. Because the first barrier is it must be the truth. And the second barrier is it must be spoken in love. But the first one, Quran, one fine, Nafi, number two. Hallelujah. Are you understanding it? Why are you quiet like that? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So there are many people, the truthfulness of what they are saying itself doesn't stop them at all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The way they were standing and they were talking, I believe they are in a relationship, but they are hiding it. Hallelujah. You don't have any truth in that matter. But I saw them. They were walking by the roadside. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if truth of a matter doesn't stop you, then the love will not stop you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I like the way you are smiling now. Hallelujah. By all means, We are moving to a place of great power. Hallelujah. Are you understanding it? The 100 days is designed to accelerate us to a place of great power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why anything that will reduce your power, we must deal with it now. Hallelujah. Anything that will rob you of your power, we must remove it now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. If we are building a strong church, there mustn't be people whose tongue is undermining the same church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are all building the church, but you are standing somewhere saying that these people, they don't have any love. I saw the crowd, don't need, hallelujah. Last come dimis, I'll be a mama. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just somewhere say that there's no love in the church. Why? Because you were hungry last Wednesday and nobody gave you any kinky. How can you say that? How can you point to a whole church and say there's no love in the church because they didn't give you kinky? No, you can't say that. Hallelujah. Are you here today? You can't say that at all. Glory be to God. The reason why I know that is because years ago we were at Rex and there were people who would get very offended and we didn't know why they are offended. Then you go and ask them, they said they were sick and nobody visited them. So there's no love in the church because they were sick. They went to sit under some mango tree and let mosquitoes bite them, pa, 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 pa. And they began to get malaria. As soon as they began to get malaria, there's no love in the church because they got malaria on Tuesday. Hallelujah. They don't feel bad that they allowed the mosquitoes to bite them. That they didn't buy the red and light red in their bedroom, but they are worried about the love of everybody in the church. Glory be to God. He said, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying that the Bible said, if anybody is sick, is it your Bible? Let him, the sick person, call. Let somebody know you are sick. Hallelujah. Don't sit with your malaria. You are sitting, lying under a blanket, shivering under your malaria, and saying there's no love in the church. When the Bible didn't say that when you are having malaria, everybody should have a revelation that you're having malaria. It's not in the Bible. Glory be to God. What is in the Bible is let some people know. Are you here today? Let somebody know. Glory be to God. You'll be surprised. If you let somebody know that you are having malaria, you may be surprised. Somebody may even bring you ausa koko with plenty pepper so that when you finish drinking it, you sweat and all the malaria will go. Hey, it's a matter. It's a serious issue. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We really want to build a very strong church, a very healthy church, a very progressive church. We don't want to be building the wall here and somebody's breaking it there. Glory be to God. Whilst we are building the front wall, somebody too has found a hammer. It's breaking the back wall. Pa, 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 pa. Oh. whilst we are convincing people to love the church, you too, you are having a series of negative stories. Thank God Luke didn't go and find complainers. Luke wrote the account. Hallelujah. Praise God. He wrote it in a way that it will build. Hallelujah. Are you going to be a builder? Are you a builder? Hallelujah. When you become a serious builder in the church, if somebody comes trying to destroy or what they are saying is not very helpful, you'll be like John the Baptist. You correct it instantly. Hallelujah. John correct. These are his own followers. Oh, these are John's followers. They give him offerings more small. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you know, when people, you want people to like you, you have to try and agree with them. Am I right? The tendency is to agree with them. And everything they say, you say, yes, it's true, it's true, it's true, it's true, it's true. Then they will like you. So John, also, to collect his small offering, could have said, it's true, I introduced the man. And I didn't tell him to begin to baptize, but he has gone to find another river. And he has jumped into the river, and he's also baptizing without telling me. Hallelujah. Create a fight in the kingdom for nothing. Hallelujah. Are you still here today? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, Where were we going and we branched to this side? We were reading Acts chapter 10. Hallelujah. From verse 34, isn't it? This is Peter arriving in the house of Cornelius and coming to meet a situation. Hallelujah. Read it so that we summarize it and we close.
Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.
Hallelujah. As far as God is concerned, every one of us has the same opportunity, the same privileges, the same purpose, the same everything. He doesn't regard one above the other. Hallelujah. The only thing that may make some kind of difference among people is the work that God gave differently to different people. Hallelujah. But all the blessings are the same. All the favor is the same. All the opportunities are the same. Hallelujah. It's only by work that maybe one will be standing here, he's a pastor, he's doing the work of a pastor or something. But apart from that, what did Ephesians 4 say? One God, one hope, one...
Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 4, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Hallelujah. Have you seen that everything is one? It is one. There's not two gods that Apostle Paul has one God heavier than the other people's God. No, there's one God. For all, one God. One hope. Nobody has a better hope. It's the same hope for all. Hallelujah. One Lord. Hallelujah. The same one Lord, Jesus. For all. Hallelujah. One baptism. Glory be to God. One spirit, one faith, one Father over us all. Hallelujah. Even if you like, you were baptized behind bathing power in the sea, and you found a way to go to Jerusalem, and you go and baptize yourself again in River Jordan, it doesn't mean you have a second baptism. It's just one baptism. After that baptism, glory be to God. The other one is washing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people tell me, oh, I went to Jerusalem and I was baptized again. It doesn't matter. You can do it 10 times. Doesn't mean anything. All the rest is bathing. Hallelujah. The only one that matters is the one, the first one you did because you believed in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The other one, because you believe in Jerusalem and the River Jordan. It's not in the Bible. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't tell anybody I said that, because there are some people who believe in the River Jordan. Hallelujah. But it didn't help those who were baptized in it. Hallelujah. You remember John the Baptist baptized people in the River Jordan. When he brought them out, he called and said, "You brood of vipers." He put them into the River Jordan. You know, it didn't help them.
Some demonstration is coming your way.
Hallelujah.
YouTube.
Amen.
Log on to any of these social media platforms and search for Reverend Robert Ampio Kofi and hit the like or follow button. Simply search for Reverend Robert Ampio Kofi and follow to receive daily updates on new uploads.
Thank you for listening to The Voice of Revival with Reverend Robert Ampio Kofi. To interact with Reverend Robert Ampio Kofi, like his page on Facebook and Instagram at Robert Ampio Kofi, email akwopartners@gmail.com, and on his website, robertampiokofi.org, or call +233-554-592-688. That is +233-554-592-688.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.